What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we have episode 400. This show has been going since December 2018, and if you don't know the origin story, basically a few hours after I came up with the idea that, hey, someone needs to start a social media podcast. At the time, it was specific to Instagram. Someone needs to do that. It was but a couple hours before I came out with my first few episodes, and then I have done at least one, a lot of weeks, two episodes every single week, and it's been almost 6 years now. So I appreciate all of you for listening to any extent of my show. Some of you I know have listened to almost every single episode, so I very much appreciate you. But today is not about the podcast success, because to you guys, this is just a normal episode. So let's get right into it. I do have something that I've put a lot of effort into, because I think this is the best concise explanation that I can give you for how to make it in entrepreneurship as far as the mentality that you need. It's not much else other than the four things that I'm going to be teaching you. Now, the next few episodes from here are going to be very tactical. So I'm going to do an episode on exactly what you should do if you want to be an online coach, exactly what you should do if you own an e-commerce company, and the strategies that you can do right now in 2024 that are going to work for you, exactly what you should do if you're a marketing agency. I'm going to be doing individual episodes for each of the major types of businesses right now, because I've run all of them and I'm running most of them currently. Most of the current major business models I'm involved in, or I'm at least consulting someone. And yeah, I'm going to give you guys the insight with actual metrics, with actual, you know, ad examples. It's going to be very tactical from here. So if that sounds good to you, make sure you're subscribed. But on today's episode, I'm going to be touching on the core mentalities of how to really make sure that your success is just a matter of time in entrepreneurship. The episode is called Four Ways to Think to Become an Unstoppable Entrepreneur. And I'm not just going to be talking about how to have a never quit mentality, but how to have a mentality that never even considers quitting. And on top of that, absolutely loves all of the struggles that you go through in entrepreneurship. And that is why it is becoming an unstoppable entrepreneur. So if you can adapt the four things I'm about to teach you, your success will become guaranteed. It will just be a matter of time. Let's get right into it. So the first one is your ability to turn jealousy into inspiration. So what this is, why this is so crucial, is because when you're an online entrepreneur and you're on social media all day, you are seeing people with the body you want, people with the house you want, people with the lifestyle you want, people with the business you want. You're seeing people who are younger than you that you don't think are as charismatic, as funny as you, that aren't as good looking as you, people like that, that are making way more money than you. And you can look at it as something to be jealous of, something to be discouraged by, or you can think, because this person has achieved it and they are just another human being like me, the fact that they have achieved it gives me all the proof I need that I can do it too. And when you start viewing life through this lens, everything changes. Don't underestimate the impact that this could have on your life, because think about it. If you see people online that have the body that you want, and you just think they're bragging, they're being cocky, and I don't need to see this, like, oh, this is discouraging me, this is making me feel overweight, this is making me feel weak just looking at this, then you are unable to take the easiest source of motivation and belief that has ever been presented to you. Because you can take belief in yourself from things that you've achieved, or you can take belief in yourself from things that other people have achieved, and just knowing that they are a human too. And if you don't have this second one, then all you can do is believe in things that you have already done. And thus, it will be very hard for you to believe in yourself to do things that you've never done before. So if you can just start seeing life through this lens of, wow, like that guy's got an awesome car. I want that. Wow, this 18-year-old made $1 million in a month. If he can do it, then I certainly can. If you can take belief from other people's stories instead of just get jealous or get mad at it, this is the first key. And nothing else is possible if you can't get past this one. And it's insane the amount of people in the world that can't get past this. They are just stuck on seeing everything through the lens of, oh man, I'll never achieve that. The fact that someone else did it is all you need to know. And I want to give a specific example too, because a lot of times people will think of, like, I'm going to give an example that a lot of people know about with Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey wrote a check to himself. I think it was for like $1 million or something like that when he started acting. And he said, I'm going to write a check to myself, to Jim Carrey, for $1 million, and I'm going to cash it later in life because I'm going to be able to. And when people hear that story, they're like, yeah, well, that's Jim Carrey, though. Or they hear some other kind of crap about, like, Matthew McConaughey had his book, Green, All Green Lights, and he talks about all these success principles in it, and you can read it through one of two lenses. Yeah, but that's Matthew McConaughey. Or you could say, yeah, he's a human, and that means I could do that too. I can write a check. Don't just listen to this Jim Carrey story and think, oh yeah, that's cool that Jim Carrey did that. I mean, that's freaking Jim Carrey. He's a human. He has probably a very similar IQ to the average person. The thing that he had was belief in himself. And you can look at this belief that he had in himself and adapt it for yourself. Or you can think, oh, that's just because he's an anomaly. That's because he is a special person. There's a Steve Jobs quote that says, everything around you in life has been made by someone no smarter than you. And you can internalize that and think, yeah, that's true. Anything that anyone has ever done is all the proof I need that I can do it. Or you can think that, well, that's Steve Jobs. I mean, he's like special. They're not special. They're just other humans. So you need to start looking at life through this, like through this lens, because all the belief you ever need to have in yourself has already been presented to you by what others have already achieved. The second mental shift is that you need to be able to turn stress into motivation. Stress is one thought away from motivation. And that thought is, well, then I better do something about it. And believe me, this is so much easier said than done. We've all been in that time where we're just so stressed that it is almost hard to work. And sometimes it's because we're not sure if we're doing the right thing. There's just so many options. We have all this fatigue of what we could be doing. What if it doesn't work out? All of these kind of things. And if you can turn this stress into the fuel you need to say, well, I need to get working on it right now, this is going to be where your motivation comes from. So the first one is where your self-belief comes from. The second one is where motivation comes from. And yes, motivation can come from someone saying, hey, I believe in you, you can do it. But the fact of the matter is, especially in entrepreneurship, and especially if you're going to be a solopreneur, starting a business that no one else has ever done before with your own original idea, no one will ever believe in you to the level that you can possibly believe in yourself. And that means that your motivation will largely come from the stress of not making it, the stress of what if I can't, the stress of what if I die before I'm able to do this? What if I die with all of these regrets? What if I look like, what if I embarrass myself to my friends and family? All of this is extremely stressful and it's extremely unavoidable. It's entirely unavoidable, all right? And that is why stress needs to become your ally if you're going to make it in entrepreneurship. It's not that the stress itself is your ally, but the stress is the coal and motivation is the diamond that you'll be able to form from it if you just know that your goal with this stress is to take it head on, is to turn it into that diamond and to let it fuel you however it can. time. And as long as that stress stays cool, you're going to be in a negative mindset. And I was in one yesterday, guys. I was like feeling the stress, and then I finally got out of it. And today I've been getting so much done. And it's because I was like, okay, I know that this is affecting me right now. And I know that it might a little bit longer. Yes, there is like mindset where it's like, hey, it's not going to affect me in a year from now, so I won't let it affect me now. All of this is just easier said than done. But when you know that what you are going through right now with whatever stress you're encountering, especially financial stress, which I think is the most difficult stress to deal with, and you will inevitably deal with it in entrepreneurship. Even if you are a very successful business owner, you may get sued for a lot of money. You may all of a sudden be losing your company. You think the person who owns the largest taxi fleet in New York got pretty stressed as soon as Uber came around? You are going to be dealing with even bigger stressors eventually, because you are dealing with a company that has a lot more money going around, and all of a sudden your $10 million company could become $500,000 in a blink of an eye. So stress is always going to be present, and this has to be something that you take motivation from. Otherwise, it will cripple you, and it will be the reason why you quit. The third mindset is that struggles in business are simply when your competitors quit. Every time I go into making an ads campaign with a business owner, because I do a Facebook and Instagram guided coaching program, pretty much every single one of them gets in there and says, wow, this is way more than I thought it would be. This is a pain in the ass. This program makes no sense, right? And your first year as an online entrepreneur is technical troubleshooting. That's it. It's technical troubleshooting and validating your business idea. That is what your first year in business is. All of you have probably gone through this where you tried to make a website and you got the easiest website creator out there, and it just still doesn't look the way that you want it to. And you're not even sure exactly how to fix it. And you went into ads and you don't know what to do. So you didn't even do it at all. And then you went over to get Google Analytics installed, and that's a pain in the ass. And you want to sell your product on Amazon, pain in the ass. All of these programs are an absolute pain in the ass. They are not user-friendly, and there's so much technical lingo in there. And guess what? That is where the majority of new business owners quit. It's not even that their business idea wasn't going to work. It's that the amount of work that they now are seeing they are up against, and a lot of it is just straight headache shit that you're going to have to self-educate yourself and figure out, is where they quit, because it's just too much for them. And I love that. I love how technically complicated it is to be an online entrepreneur, because it makes everyone else quit. And can you imagine how many people would be running businesses nowadays if it wasn't that difficult? It would be ridiculous. There would be way too many people starting their own clothing lines, starting to sell their art online, starting to drop ship, starting to private label, starting their own coaching business. The amount of people that quit because the technical hurdle is too great is amazing, because it makes the business opportunity even possible for us. It's still freaking competitive. It's still really, really tough. But if we had like half the people that were quitting right now at just like the technical stage of setting their business up, still staying with it, we'd be messing with 30 to 50% more people in our markets trying to advertise to our potential customers. Everything would be more expensive. Everything would be more competitive. And so few of us would make it if there wasn't this huge hurdle that was blocking people. So all of these struggles, the fact that Facebook ads is a pain in the ass is great. The fact that all of these technical things and just everything that you go through, oh, you had someone go through your coaching program and they hated it and they left a bad review on your website, that's probably where a lot of your competitors would quit. You had someone send you a cease and desist letter because you're using a you know, something that you shouldn't, like with their product line or their product name. And then now they're trying to sue you for even like a few $1,000s. Like there is where a lot of your competitors quit. All of these things are unavoidable. You're going to go through a plethora of troubles and struggles that you'll never be able to account for. And those are simply where your competitors quit. If you have that mindset, then all of a sudden, all the bullshit that you're going through won't affect you. And this isn't me just having a ridiculously positive mindset just to be an optimist. This is just a matter of fact. This is where people quit. And if it wasn't hard, everyone would be doing it. And if everyone was doing it, no one could really do it. So the opportunity to even own your own online business wouldn't even exist without a lot of these hurdles that a lot of you are complaining about. But really, you do want them to be there as far as the longevity of your business goes. The fourth and final mindset is that when you have reached a time where it is at the point where you need to pivot your business idea, because that invention you came out with, it's not gonna work. That coaching program that you envisioned and how you're going to sell it to people and what they're going to get and how much it costs, it's not going to work. That webinar that you wanted to do to sell it to them, it's not going to work. That YouTube channel, hey, maybe it wasn't the best idea. You have come to a point where you have maybe even invested years of your life into a business idea that you are now faced with the fact of the matter that it is not going to work, and you have two options. You can go get a job, or you can pivot. And pivoting is something that I will say 100% of entrepreneurs have to do if you are going to be an entrepreneur for life. And most people, when they go into entrepreneurship and being a business owner, it's not something that they're just planning to do for, I'll own my own business for a few years, and then maybe I'll sell the company, and then I'll get a normal job. You just have something in you that just doesn't really work well with a traditional career. You don't really do well with like showing up on time and just having boundaries around like anything you do. You value personal freedom so much that it's probably difficult for you to conform to anyone's policies and schedule apart from the one that you set for yourself, or you just have so many ideas and innovations that you just need to act on that it's difficult for you to work for someone else's company that's not your own. You don't have the creative control. So for that reason, you're going to be an entrepreneur forever is likely what you're committing to. And therefore, when you have come to these times of needing to pivot, you can either think, oh, fuck, shit, this sucks, right? And you might think that for a little bit, as you are allowed to, for a little bit. But you gotta also realize that this is the most fun part of entrepreneurship, because this is what it's all about, the freedom to choose what you want to do, the freedom to set up a business that is going to enable the lifestyle that you want. And your guess ended up not being right. But because you now have that experience and you can look back and say, you know what, if I would rebuild my business, I would do it a totally different way. I would have never done this. I should have done this all along. Now you have the opportunity to build it right this next time. So when you are faced with, I don't think my current business model or just my current marketing method, my Facebook ads campaign, I don't think I executed correctly. You get to go back to the drawing board. It's not you have to go back to the drawing board. It's you get to go back to the drawing board. And if you have fun at that drawing board, then that is the epitome of entrepreneurship. Because if you think about your business when you started it, or whatever marketing model or business model you're currently following and needing to switch on, that time where you were at the drawing board phase and coming up with the ideas and saying, yes, I'm going to do this. Oh my God, like this product, like I'm so excited. That was probably one of the most exciting times for you in the past. And now that you're having to erase what was once on that whiteboard, or scratch out that piece of paper, throw it in the trash, and pull out a new one. You got to remember to be excited about pulling out that new piece of paper. For me, guys, I've been at it for about 6 years in online marketing, a little bit over now, and I've started 8 different businesses, and I might start another one soon. We'll see. And that's just kind of the name of the game, because even if it's successful, a lot of times there's a lot of online businesses that only have a few years of being successful, especially with like marketing agencies, because maybe you had an agency for creating Facebook content for people. And now most businesses don't really give a shit about creating Facebook content. Or maybe you made infographics and now the name of the game is vertical content. So what did you have to do? You had to scrap your infographic agency and become a vertical content editing agency. It can be just things like that. And when you are not embracing the change, it is going to be the death of your business, or it is going to be you not being able to strike while the iron's hot on new business opportunities. It is you not being able to say, you know what, even if this has served me for a while, I can see it's not trending in the right direction, and I can see that there's a better idea out there, and it might be a lot of work to switch, but that's the fun part. I hope these things have resonated with you. If you would like to pick my brain about your business specifically, book a free 30-minute call with me in the description if you haven't done so yet. And just tell me what you're going through. And honestly, even if you don't want to invest in my professional services, I can't tell you how much I thoroughly enjoy talking to business owners all day. If money wasn't a thing, I would just talk to business owners all day for free. So you at least get a free call is what I can do for you. And of course, I won't stop you if you could use my continued help after that. But if you really would like something way more valuable than listening to every single podcast episode I've ever put out, just booking that 30-minute call is going to be the most impactful thing that you can do with your day. So I hope to speak with you soon. Thank you for listening to episode 400. And we got a lot more left in the tank, guys. So make sure you're subscribed, and I'll talk to you soon.